Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is The Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen! Follow them now on iTunes. I promise, you won't, I mean you will, be entertained.
Brilliant.
Welcome.
You guys should join the strange world of dance.
Welcome to the Strange Chameleon Show.
It's funny about dancing. I believe I'm one of the best dancers in the world.
Really?
Yeah, I really do.
I believe it.
And
so, yeah.
Mike is wet for some reason.
Oh. Yeah. There was strong smell of marijuana in the elevator.
That's a shame.
Was there really?
Isn't that a shame, Casey?
It's terrible.
With us, Casey.
Somewhere my mother's going, I know who did that.
I know.
I know who did it.
I'm sorry.
Funny,
what,
I didn't
what
smell
is your
anything,
name again? But... your last name again, Casey?
Gail.
That's right, Gail.
Yeah, it's very...
I thought it was this long name last time.
Oh, no. You want my
yeah.
whole name.
Yeah.
Casey Wren Edson Gail Sr.
He's in the studio with us. Thank
yes.
you. Part two of the Casey story.
Of the Casey
story. This is
stories.
Exciting.
Yes, it is very exciting.
It's very exciting. Let me tell you something.
Break what? It down.
If it wasn't you two, I'd still be in bed. Because I'm going to need a little bit more bourbon too. I've been
for sure.
on a whirlwind this weekend. Heavy, free whiskey for the last 48 hours.
Oh my goodness.
I said it again, my child.
Oh, my goodness.
Say one more time. I missed it.
Free whiskey for the last 48
goodness.
Hours.
Wow. Free whiskey.
Free. No, I mean, when I mean free,
I mean
free.
Free.
Crazy free.
What happened? Were you at a club and passing it around free? Or
I support
a homeless
this...
man gave you some free whiskey?
We're going to talk about homelessness, too.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect. Yes.
I support Manchester United Football Club, and we did a benefit for the last 2 days, and we're sponsored by Chivas Whiskey.
Oh, cool.
Or is that what it's called? Chivas?
Chivas.
I don't know.
So they gave us every... If you wanted whiskey, it was free. I like whiskey.
Nice.
Well, we have some right here.
Yeah. We just don't have any glasses, unfortunately, but you're welcome to pour in the cap.
We'll do that. I like
yeah.
that. That's kind of great.
Yeah.
What you got planned? What is going on here? It sounds so seasonal.
Yeah, he's full of surprises. He is very seasonal. But have you been following the Democratic debates, Casey?
And I knew you were going to ask me this.
How did you know?
Oh, boy.
Because you guys are really... This is why I like the show. You're in tune with the vibe of the country and the people, and you guys want change. And you're like me. We can't be... People settle and be like, oh... Say things like, "Oh, my vote don't. Your vote fucking counts. You gotta do things. You gotta do things." And I learned things from you guys too.
Really?
Yeah, I learned some things from you guys,
That's
and I appreciate
awesome.
That.
I'm glad we inspire somebody.
No. You guys. When I say you're my favorite show, you're my and my co-hosts are gonna be mad
because
I'm like, "Oh my god, I have fun on that show." Like, "Oh, you don't have fun in our show."
That's awesome. Yeah, thank you. Hey, you got the cool mic. I just noticed that.
I know. I feel like I'm a one award.
I think they're all the same. They just don't have the mic covers on.
Okay.
Okay.
I feel great.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be a grandfather.
That's
oh,
right.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. In July, so we got a lot of time. We don't know what the sex is yet, but.
He hopes it's a girl.
I really hope it's a girl.
Now, to give you a valid excuse to buy girl clothes.
Yes. To show my fashion sense. Style.
Hey, what if you start like a kid's clothing line?
It would be very, the colors would be really a lot of black, like camouflage. I would play with that a lot. I wouldn't be so pinky. I would make it more urban colors.
Okay.
But stylish. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like Yeezy style?
No. Next question. I have problems with him.
No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, speaking of children's clothes, have you heard of these stories that are circulating in the news of children's clothes that say something like daddy's little slut?
Oh, my gosh.
I literally saw that.
Wow.
Okay, it's disgusting.
Take a deeper breath.
It's disgusting.
What are you putting in that child's mind? I mean, what are you saying for your family, for yourself?
Right.
That, what are you?
I can't believe anyone.
I don't believe that's true,
that.
But I saw. I'm going to believe you.
Yes, this really is going on, and I believe it's being sold on Amazon, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, if anyone puts their child in something that says "daddy,"
call in right now.
Call in before you call in. Go flush. Go swallow Drano and clean and flush yourself.
Get an exorcism before you
get
call
an exorcism. Yeah. Would be good.
Yeah.
Daddy's little slut.
Yeah, there's really stuff like, I can't believe, and I can't even imagine like the mom buying this. You know what I mean?
I think your child should be taken away from you.
CPS.
Yeah.
Definitely. And don't put him in a home though. Like someone, like a wealthy person, just take the child.
Yeah,
and be like, I got it. You're obviously delusional.
Send him off to problems. The Russians.
Oh, sure, that's what I
mean. No, don't do that. No,
I don't understand. I'm just kidding. Are you serious?
No, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really what's going on.
It's right here.
I'm actually pretty disturbed. I'm deserved. Disturbed.
Disturbed. That whiskey's kicking in.
It's kicking in, yes.
Oh, when you guys text me, it was like I had a heart attack because I put the phone on top of my chest. You ever do that move? Because if it buzzed, you'll wake up.
Yeah.
And so when you text me, I was like, even though it was an hour late texting you, I woke up like this. I was like, sure, I'll be there. I promise.
Yeah.
We're a little scared.
A little vibration.
The things I learned from you guys, sometimes it's beautiful and sometimes it's scary. I can't believe that. That's not appropriate anywhere in this world.
No, it's
daddy's.
Not.
Yeah. Okay, daddy. So
things. LA Talk Radio, real quick. LA Talk Radio.
Are you
Casey?
Shout outs to everybody. Blessings.
Blessings.
Strange Chameleon Show is an excellent show.
I forgot the cups, you guys. I'm so sorry.
Do they have cups out there?
It's the Strange's fault.
I'm for it. They have cups here, but I'm doing it.
Oh, they do.
I'm still disturbed.
That is weird. Thank you for ruining the show.
I'm sorry. See, that's why they call me strange.
Give me more.
Give me what else?
What else is there? What other shirts? Like,
there's
mommy's little pedophile.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they're thinking of normalizing.
Or go say mommy's a pedophile.
Ooh, that's good.
Your daddy might as well be a pedophile if you're going to have your child wear that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What was one of the shirts I had? I had a shirt idea that I should put out.
Did I say no?
Yeah.
Really? What was it?
Mm.
Gosh, who knows?
Who knows?
Oh, yeah. So many
ideas. I'm excited to hear it.
It was something.
Was it something sexist?
I think
no, don't say
that. I like the beard, by the way. It's coming in well.
Oh, thank you.
I like it.
I'll get some cups.
Yeah, you want to grab some cups? Sure.
I had one of the strangest shirts I ever had.
Yes.
It had O.J. Simpson's picture on it. It said serial killer.
Oh, my gosh.
It was one of my favorite T-shirts I used to wear. People were like, all right. I love
really?
It.
And you got the thumbs up.
Yeah. A lot of my Caucasian friends were like, that's the best shirt you've ever had.
And what about your non-Caucasian friends?
They're like, yes.
Really?
They're like, fuck you.
We're the only ones. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, no.
No, I'm kidding.
That's I went to a college, so I have all my friends are Caucasian. I'm so disturbed by daddy's little slut. I'm sorry. There's no coming back from that.
Yeah. I'm sorry I brought that up. Here, okay. I'll be back. You two talk amongst
yourselves. All right. Strange is going to get some shot glasses, kind of. They're just regular size cups.
Yeah, we're okay.
But yeah, one of the shirts, I forget, but it was like, well, I made one recently when that whole, what do you call it? Oh man! When that whole thing on when that whole thing happened, when that crash got it got invaded security wise, what was that name of it? And I said Equifax. No.
Oh, when everybody's I know what you're talking about, but the payroll system when everybody's shit got
Yeah.
Everybody got hacked.
I
know what you're talking about.
I called it Equa effed.
Well, my whole thing, if you're going to hack me, please.
Yeah.
Just erase shit. Don't. Just erase everything.
I got information from the inside, actually. And wow, that's a lot of shots right there. But it's all good.
Sorry. I don't drink, so I don't know.
No, it's all good.
You don't drink at all?
I don't really drink. I mean, a wine here and there. But.
Okay, that's very nice. Are you a red or?
Red and white.
Oh, ooh.
Red and white.
And blue. If there was one.
Blue, that's like a Mad Dog or something like that. Okay.
Anyways, what had happened was they I heard from somebody from the inside, they were saying that it was somebody that hacked into it, and it was like an intern or somebody who actually like got the job. It was like a job interview. Mm-hmm. But instead of just showing up, hey, here's my interview, but he like hacked into it, and he's like, so what's up? Am I hired? It's like one of those things. Like,
but that's a strange way to get a job.
Yeah. They were hiring, and he got in, and he was like, I'm just going to hack into it. So, and then everyone got a big scare. So I don't know. Take it with a grain of salt if it's true or not, but what I
heard. Okay, so what do you do to that person? I would hire them. Like, since you broke into our system, we need you to work here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah, because he discovered a fault.
A major fault.
A loophole. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm all for it.
Yeah. That's absolutely how he kind of got hired.
So, people, if you want to get a job, The Strange Chameleon Show suggests that you hack them. And the views and opinions of the shows, the station does not fucking agree. I do, though.
Yeah.
That's a great job.
I think that's pretty great.
Fucking
ironically enough.
Yes.
Saddam Hussein.
What?
Is the one who hacked in. And so he's now working for Equifax.
I thought they hung him.
No, he lives on like Tupac.
Cuba.
This is a chameleon joke.
I'm kidding.
I think it's a great joke. No. I love that. I love strange jokes. I love jokes.
It wasn't a good one. Don't believe me. Yeah. I was just
when the
teasing.
Whole party goes, what?
I know. I love that.
He does a lot he will produce moments like that.
Yeah.
A lot.
Are you serious? And I'm like, no, man.
Yeah, come on. Easy. Take your time.
You think I am weird?
Yeah.
But I thought it was funny how then you had to pay for them to guard your information. Equifax did that.
That is kind of weird, too. Like, okay, how about I just take my information back then,
right,
since
you're
not
can't.
Doing a good job?
It's weird.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things in this world weird what we pay for. You know, we pay for banks to hold our money. Like, okay, so you're going to charge me for my... How about if I just keep it under the bed?
Right? I'm at that point.
I don't understand the price, gas prices, because I have a lot of people in the business, and they're like, you know, they should not be this high. Mm-hmm. It's no reason. How's that feel?
Oh, great.
Let's talk about the debates.
Yes.
Let's talk about the debates.
What did you think about it? Because I have my opinions.
Okay. Well, I thought it was, I lean more towards Tulsi Gabbard.
I hear you.
And no, I'm not a Russian accent. Hey, we had a Russian cast in here.
Oh, we did?
Around this time last year.
Did your show get banned?
So maybe we will get accused of being Russian ass.
I have a lot of Russian friends, by the way.
Aren't they awesome?
I love them.
Yeah.
They were like so vivacious and kind.
Warm.
Yes.
Laughy.
Yes, Laffy Daffy. Like,
she was very laffy.
She has this one of those signature laughs.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Shout out to my boy Soren. Casey, you got brother.
Shout out to
And
Amina.
I feel like he had vodka somewhere in his pocket. Like, you want to take a shot? I love Soren. I love Russians.
They can drink.
They can drink.
I mean, it doesn't even faze them. They're just like drinking.
I don't even
like
think it's
water.
Drinking. It's breathing.
It's
like.
Breathing. They just
breathe vodka.
It in.
Yeah.
Every moment. I'm like bro, easy.
Easy.
I just met you 5 minutes ago. I've done 15 shots.
They probably have like a liver of steel.
They better.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't like these debates.
You don't.
I'm not a fan.
Let me play you a clip. I was this is a man that I came across on the on social media. Don't worry, it's on social media.
Okay, good.
Well, I felt a little bit different.
No. So he released this like type of ventilator. Here, I'll play it.
Put it on full volume.
In any city is the DA or district attorney because they decide which cases get prosecuted and which don't. One of the most powerful positions in any state is attorney general. Kamala Harris was both. 2015 in California, a bill was pushed for the attorney general's office to investigate all police shootings. Attorney General Kamala Harris refused. Look it up. Through her career as a district attorney, she refused to prosecute cases of prosecutorial misconduct, meaning prosecutors withholding evidence or prosecutors committing straight perjury to get a conviction. Look it up. In one case, she refused to prosecute a forensics lab technician who was messing off evidence. A judge said no. Thank goodness and over 600 convictions were overturned. Look it up. But the most telling case is death row inmate Kevin Cooper, who even judges say is innocent. He begged for DNA testing. Kamala refused, but only reversed it when the case went viral. When bedwinches fuck off the black community. Look it up.
Look it up.
Check one of the most powerful positions.
All right, so that's it. Look it up.
He gets his point across. I'm not a big Kamala Harris person because she was against marijuana early, and now she's trying to front like she's cool. But I'm okay. I'm leaving that alone. I just don't like to be. I don't like when people. I mean, we all could change. Oh, I was wrong in the past, but whatever. I'm a Bernie guy. It's weird. I know. I shouldn't say that.
I feel the burn,
but I just. I don't know. Still has nobody's really grabbed me or the people that I feel like we should be pushing more towards the forefront. They're just not popular enough and they're going to get.
Tulsi Gabbard is just so ahead of her time.
She's ahead of her time, but you know it's going to happen, right? It's going to be one of these popular names.
Oh, right.
Because we already know who's going to be. You know it's going to be. I understand. Right. You know who's going to be.
Just like when Bernie Sanders, you know, was in the race and people were rooting for him, I said, you know, he's not going to win. He's the ideal candidate.
It's ideal.
But he's not going to win.
But then when we have these people with new visions, new ideas, it's still an old boys club. And it's the guy who's in front, the vice president, he's going to be it.
Joe Biden.
I mean.
Here, I got something.
Oh, you got another clip.
And
Joe Biden's greatest hits coming to you. Strange Chameleon Show.
Strange Chameleon Show.
It's just going to be the same process.
Yeah.
And I don't know how we could change it. Bobby Rush, remember Congress. Why don't you run for president?
I'm ashamed that I voted for
you. I vote for both of you guys.
You ashamed of that bill?
That could be a possibility.
So he's talking about the crime bill.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that.
Yeah. He doesn't feel remorse for it.
Well, he was. What did you say? I was a different person those times. And
No.
And now I'm changed. Is that his?
No. Here.
You mean he doesn't? He's okay with what he did?
Listen. Another thing about how perspectives change over time.
Oh.
Bobby Rush, member of Congress, said the other day, I'm ashamed that I voted for the 94 crime bill.
Okay.
You ashamed of that bill?
Not at all. And in fact, I drafted the bill, as you remember.
Oh, he drafted it. Of course he supports it.
Yeah, so he's still really proud of it.
He was like this, and let's fuck them all?
Yeah, pretty much. Look, here.
We must take back the streets. It doesn't matter.
Oh, that sounds very,
whether or not the person that is accosting your son or daughter or my son or daughter, my wife, your husband, my mother, your parents... It doesn't matter whether or not they were deprived as a youth. It doesn't matter or not whether or not they had no background that enabled them to become socialized into the fabric of society. It doesn't matter whether or not they're the victims of society. The end result is they're about to knock my mother on the head with a lead pipe, shoot my sister, beat up my wife, take on my sons.
I have questions.
So I don't want to ask.
Who are they, by the way?
Yeah.
Who is he referring to as they?
That sounds like a hell of a
like
party.
Like the 80% of minorities that are locked up some shit like that?
Yes. That was on C-SPAN, by the way.
He looked very young and vibrant those days, didn't he? But he has no remorse.
Joe Biden, 30-30.
Well, he claims to be, today he's going on like, listen, I understand the people. Listen, man, you know what? you know what I used to, you know what I did with Barack? See, I have problems with a lot of politicians. I feel like the wrong politicians are politicians. And
well, because power tends to fall in the wrong hands.
Well, yeah. I would love to be president.
That'd be great.
It'd be a culture shock. It would be something where I'm like, okay, we're doing this and that. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, it'd be five tasks real quick. Okay. This homeless problem. Boom. First of all, if they're a veteran, they can prove they're a veteran. Get them off the streets. We'll start there and get them in hospitals. Take care of that. Boom. Gas. So we have enough gas supply to last us 80 years where we don't need any gas coming in.
Uh-huh.
Under my tenure, we're not going to buy any gas at all. How about that? For my 4 years, if you don't like it, deal with it after I'm president. Yeah. We're not buying any gas.
What we can do is just take all the methane and then convert it into natural.
Yeah, is that the corn? Natural corn. The corn?
That's just
ethanol.
I would demand. I'll have a contest from universities.
Farting, just a lot of farts.
Yeah,
methane, and then from like cows or humans, just convert it, and then there you go. You got some
Tesla
natural
could
gas.
Do that. He could do that.
Yeah,
you know, things like that. I would demand that done. I would have a contest. All the major universities. Let's find some other sources than gas. Let's not take anything from the environment. Let's fuck with it for a little bit. Especially you, West Virginia. You guys need it in the Appalachians. Stop coal. We don't need no more coal.
But you know, it all ties in with the signs of the time.
Man, the signs of the time's crazy because we have Daddy saying that your daughter is a slut.
Yeah, yeah, Daddy's a little slut. You know when there's the end times.
You have
definitely a sign.
You have artists who say things, who wear Confederate flags on their clothes and then say, slavery was that was a choice. Now when everybody didn't like him, now he makes a gospel album. Now everybody's like, oh my God, he's a genius again. I love him. But his church, he has a church where he charges people, what is it, like $200 to come in, just to come in. And then he says, I was poor. I was having financial problems. And then I found Christ. And now I got a $48 million tax return. Oh, is that right? So you're saying if I become involved with religion, my financial problems are going to be good. Oh, no. How about because you have your own church and you're getting tax breaks?
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know that all falls into the category of the prosperity gospel.
I love that sound. Tell me more. I've never heard it, but I understand it.
There are a lot of pastors out there that are, you know, in the forefront, and they are preaching that the gospel is all about money.
Mm-hmm.
That when God, you know, in the scripture and in the things that Jesus spoke about, they translate it as, you know, obviously when he speaks of abundance and good things coming for you. It's more about spiritual gifts, you know. God does provide, but it also has to do with spiritual enrichness.
Right.
Like, and they are translating that as, you know, materialistic.
Like the guy one time, it was funny, he was like, oh, I need to get a private jet, but I can't have this private jet. I need to have, God wants me to have the best private jet so I can go spread the word.
Oh my gosh.
I don't even understand how people believe that, because I feel like so many people are just deceived because they don't even read the scripture. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. And they listen to his interpretation of
right,
it.
Right, exactly.
And it's like, oh, that makes so much sense.
No, it doesn't.
Like the what's the HBO, the Mighty Gemstones? That's perfect. It shows how this evangelist family and how they're really religious, but they're the scummiest people of the earth. It's on HBO. It's a great series. It's called the Mighty Gemstones.
Mighty Gemstones.
Yeah.
The Mighty Gemstones.
Yeah, it's funny.
Look it up.
Look it up.
Hey, we got to hire that guy.
Yeah, yeah. I love it.
Man, tell me more. Where you guys been?
Well, I went through a lot of...
How are we doing on time?
No, it's fine.
Good.
We're good.
We're good. You guys got plenty.
It was 527. I keep seeing 527.
Ooh. You know what that means. Shots.
Shot.
It's a sign.
It's funny because I was going to get into the spiritual meaning of it. And then
is it Friday?
It's Sunday.
No, it's Sunday.
Oh, well, that's why I got two more days.
You're crazy.
I've been going hard for the last.
I can tell.
It's amazing.
But anyways, car troubles, but a lot of resolutions as well. I found this great auto shop. They're very, very honest about their pricing. Shout out to Lupe's Auto Center.
Lupe
sponsored the show.
Yes.
Lupe's or Lupe?
Lupe's.
I don't know.
Lupe's.
What city is it in? Pomona?
No, it's in Ontario.
Oh, Ontario's got a lot of good shops.
Yeah.
I like to go.
It's a little out of the way, but you know what? Even where we live, but I think it's worth it, even if you got to go like 30 minutes out of the way, because it's really, really difficult to find an honest, ethical auto shop, you know, because they're always trying to, oh, you need this, you need that. Mm-hmm. So it turns out I went to this one shop. I don't know if I should say their name, but it's a big brand. It is a big brand.
Don't.
Yeah.
Don't.
Begins with an A. Just.
Oh, gosh.
No.
That just gives it away.
No, it doesn't.
Assholes? I've been to Assholes Auto Shop.
Well, anyhow, they gave
me
this.
We give it to you hard.
Estimate of $600. Turns out, he said, you don't even need the housing change when it came to the, what's it called, the coolant and all that.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I didn't need the housing changed.
Wow, that's
he
that
told
is
me
a,
I did.
That's expensive, but that's what it was.
Yes, no, and now it's a like a $300 quote.
Fucking ass.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
I'm actually blessed that I have a lot of friends in the car industry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and
you gotta throw some references.
Shout out to
time.
Loyalty Auto Group. They sponsor my show.
Really? Yeah. What is it?
Loyalty Auto Group.
Loyalty Auto Group, and they are loyal.
They're very loyal.
And their customers are loyal as well. Yes.
Contact the Strange Chameleon Show. We have a lot of car troubles, and yeah. We could use your help.
What I love about them, they know some. I got a guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm having problems with this. Oh, don't trip. My cousin.
My cousin.
Perfect.
See, I have a friend, and her dad would do all of her car work, right? Yeah. All of it for free, obviously. Now her car doesn't work. I don't think he was doing things properly, and things would
constantly
break down.
Maybe he was just getting around to it, like, yeah. I'll get to it.
And things were constantly breaking down in her car, and he was constantly fixing it. And it was just one of those things where I'm like, I don't think he knows.
Was
what
he Jamaican?
Doing.
Was
no,
he one of my people? No.
No. Latino.
And you got the ganja inside the engine.
Yeah, it's like, we have to do it again, you know.
We have to take it.
What car? You said your car broke. Yeah, I gave it to you 2 months ago. I don't know where your car is, you know. Me and I have no idea. I'm just joking. Jamaicans, I'm lying. We work very hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Somewhere my mom's going like, he's such an ass, you know. I hate car troubles because L.A. cars are so needed. And it sucks because our transit. Well, let's talk about the transportation system.
Your video, I'm a gangsta Bix.
Oh, yeah.
So why are you fighting people on the metro?
No, he wasn't
fighting. No,
this
I wasn't.
Time.
No, so what had happened is we get a lot of crazy sometimes at around the bus.
Yeah, we do.
And this guy was just going off. It all started when he first got on. He had this big old luggage. And you know, if you've been on the bus, there's a step to go towards the back.
Exactly.
And so he was there, but he was just blocking the aisle, so no one else could go up there and his whole thing. And
that was very selfish.
Yeah, and so the bus driver was just saying, you know, move. You know, she was a sassy black woman, and she, you can tell she wasn't having the day, you know. Yeah. So she was like, get out, you're blocking the way,
yeah.
You know.
And I love your black woman, by the way.
More.
Keep going.
You have to move. Go. You know? And he's like, Mom, yeah, you're the stupid bitch. He starts going off, calling her the B word.
Call her the B word now.
Yeah, all the time. And he kept going off and going, you know, I'm a gangster, bitch.
Great.
He had a really
strong.
Can you
move your luggage, gangster?
It's right here. It's right here.
He had a strong slur, a lisp.
With the Rams jersey.
I love his sassy though. Bitch. Your mom.
And he's still talking smack.
I missed it, but he actually hit the window. Oh. I missed it. Yeah, I banged on the window. Yeah, I'm a gangsta, bitch.
I'm a gangsta, bitch.
Great. And she's all, bye, bye.
And what gang are you in? And where's your gang to support you right now while you're on the bus? Thank you.
It's the Bix.
So you're really not promoting gang lifestyle right now.
Nope.
Kids, this is what gangs get you to. You're on the bus arguing with the bus driver.
Exactly, yeah. Don't be in gangs.
By the way, did you see...
No.
City,
I'm
going to
say
it?
No, I didn't see it because I love what's going
Stumptown?
On. Stumptown? Keep going.
Stumptown? Look, you might see a familiar face.
Ah, here we go. I don't think the audience would be able.
Rip City Dick. Yes!
Good thing it's trash day.
Wait a minute.
There!
I know that actress.
Yeah, Colby.
How I Met Your Mother.
Colby Smulders.
Okay.
Yeah, Colby. Stumptown, season 1, episode 3. The guy that falls in the garbage.
I don't think I know your
chameleon right
the
here.
Chameleon.
Your hair was very they did a great job with
it. Yeah, they slicked it back. Yeah. I have really thick hair, so there was no way it's going to stay.
Wicked.
Yeah. That was all me. They didn't Well, actually no. They had to put
love
yeah,
Hollywood.
They had to
extra.
Love Hollywood. Yeah. It's great.
I love it too. Yeah.
I love how he fell. Right.
Yeah. He's like, put his hands to the side. A lot of action. Like you
really sold falling into the trash.
All improv, by the way.
Great job.
They went. Yeah. Thank you. I put a banana on my head too, but they didn't like it. Yeah.
Oh well, you know, sometimes it's
that was funny.
It's, you know, they're like
too
okay,
much.
It's too much.
Yeah.
They're giving us too
much.
For theater, we can do that.
Yeah.
You know? Bravo.
Thank you.
You know how
Thank
he you. Is. You know how he rolls. That is so him. A banana on his head, of course.
He was like, what do you think about if I put a carrot right here? They're like, okay, cut him. Okay.
Let's get somebody else here.
Yeah. What, you don't like it? You're too much. That was brave. I mean,
brave. It was brave of me.
It was brilliant.
It was Thank brilliant. You. Yeah. I loved it when I saw it. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I love the shirt. It's a very, that's in your color story.
Yeah.
That's a great color
thank
for
you.
Mm-hmm. Roll with that color.
I will start buying color. Some shirts that color.
He will now have his whole
wardrobe
matching that color.
Yeah. But it was pretty cool.
It was fun for him. I'm glad.
Are you guys familiar in radio? Kevin and Bean show.
Yeah, Kevin and Bean. Yeah.
You may recognize Lisa May. She was the weather news lady.
I've had to have heard her, but.
Okay, on the Kevin Bean show. That's her.
That's from K-Rock, right?
K-Rock, yep. And then now she switched over because she technically got fired because she took too many days off and she just wasn't around all the time.
Do you know that she got fired?
They let her go because they even gave her a severance package and everything.
Wait a minute.
Too.
So
she
didn't want to – she was taking time off from telling the weather.
Yep.
Wow. That's a very –
Weather or
job.
News. She was kind of like that lady. And then she went over to the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. You've heard of that. They're on 97 KLOS.
Actually, I've never listened to KLOS.
Oh, really?
Never.
Okay. Well, she was on there now, and she, every once in a while. Now, I'm not a big fan of hers. I'm just saying. I'm not a big fan of hers because she doesn't have that voice. It sounds like an old lady to me.
Okay.
You know. Hello. And that's how she tells the weather? And she's kind of annoying, and she takes a lot of days off, and she goes and she does certain things, or when she does it, she kind of screws up. Oh. So she's not really, like, consistent and very good, but she took a lot of days off, and all of a sudden now she's leaving that show because she's going to do some type of new yoga, some type of workout system over in Palm Springs, and she's leaving the show, and I'm like, finally.
Okay.
Finally. Because she wasn't very good to me, and not to me, but to,
I'm so
to the
sorry.
Public. And so she goes on her way. But I just wanted to mention that because
how long has she been in the business?
Years,
long time,
years.
Yeah,
since Kevin Bean. That's a long time.
Yeah. Long time since they started.
I find that odd because you know you got one job and only for a few hours,
and you tell the weather.
And you tell the weather
and
the traffic.
Traffic.
And don't let weather people fool you. They get the weather from this, I forgot what it's called, this Doppler system. It's all free. Yeah. You and I can be weather people. We can. Exactly. They're not really meteorologists like they all want
to
tell
you. They use an app or something.
It's an app called something what the government gives to them. We can all do what they do.
Yeah.
So
let's for start
her
doing
to,
that.
We should do. We can have our own weather show.
I'll do it right
let's
now.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Let's for reals.
For reals.
Don't, even though I listen to KTLA 5 a.m. and God, I forgot my weatherman's name already. But anyway, I trust him. He's the information's not. It's
unique.
Not some science where you have to be like, "Ooh, we got to go outside and take some measurements and then I'll tell you." No, it's a computer goes, "Okay, there you go." And we could do the script that they do.
Yeah.
So for her to be like, she's a little bit arrogant. What's going on? She didn't like her life? I know she got paid pretty well.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Something else is going on in her life.
Yeah, I think it's marriage problems.
I think she has gambling debts. We're going to find out something else going on. She's doing like meth or something. And she's like, it got out of control. There. Yeah, she owes people money.
So I have AccuWeather.
There it is.
Live local weather forecasts and alerts. It had a 4.4 stars out of, you know, almost 5.
There
so
we go. Here's the weather for people.
2.something million downloads. So it's pretty popular.
Okay.
As it's downloading.
We should do our own weather service every morning, like 3 times a day.
Let's do it.
Morning, noon, and night.
I'm game.
And then we, let's get our own little media for it and be like, our media means social media.
Yes.
And then people could trust us instead of being like, okay, so I'm going to go to these three fools for the weather. I trust them. We call it New Kong Radio, weather. Or we call it Whiskey Weather. Like, hey, we're taking shots. It's morning. Guess what's going to happen today? It's California. There's a good chance it's going to be 85 degrees. tell me more about this lady. I feel like something's going on in her life. It's more than this.
Yeah, it might.
She's in a biker gang or something.
About the weather of Lisa May? That was it.
I know.
I'm done.
I've heard of Lisa May. Now that more I think about it.
Yeah, she's the popular weather and traffic.
So she went from
still doing traffic.
Kevin and Bean to
Heidi. Frosty, Heidi and Frank show on KLOS 95.5.
And then
I've never listened to KLOS.
They hired her and they made a big thing, you know, of it. Hey, welcome aboard. This and that. She was there for I think a year,
she
maybe
fucked
two.
It off.
And yeah, and then she's already done. She only lasted a year or two.
She sounds like a person who hangs out at casinos.
Really?
Yeah. She's either doing this, pulling, come on, Max bet. And she's like, I got to go do the weather. I'll be right back. I'm going to the bathroom. And she does it from the bathroom. Like, you should be in the studio. She's like, I'm just going to do it. Facebook Live it, okay? Now it's like, I'm just going to do Instagram Live. All right.
So,
current conditions.
This is the weather, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by Whiskey Weather.
Whiskey Weather.
Whiskey Weather. 5:41 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It is clear, 68 degrees Fahrenheit.
You got to do the weather accent.
What is that?
What is that?
He's an asshole. I love him. But this is how Whiskey Weather works.
Yeah,
just hang in there.
All right, all right.
This is how we talk.
Humidity at 30%. Wind speed is 7 miles per hour. And I already said that part.
This is Whiskey Weather.
Dew point, 36 degrees. Pressure, 29.96 inches. Visibility, 10 miles. Winds from the northwest.
Wow.
Clouds cover, 0%. That's it. Thank you very much.
And then we have to say something like, if I was you, I would just wear a little light sweatshirt or something. Don't think about
And if you go out to the pier,
please
go ahead
do not wear
any
flip-flops. Okay, guys? You look ridiculous. It's cold.
Stay away from the UGG shoes.
Welcome to Whiskey Weather.
Stay away from the UGG boots. They're ugly.
Especially if your UGGs are leaning to a side, ladies. Okay, so that means you've worn it down. Leaner UGGs are not in season this year. Okay? Get some new UGGs. You can go to Ross. Are we allowed to say big? You can go to a variety of
stores.
Yeah, you
can say it all.
Okay? Leaner UGGs are no longer in season. Brought to you by Whiskey Weather.
Here, this is, her name is Vera on KTLA.
And oh, that's very.
Oh, man.
this is actually video.
Another one of the ones I don't like.
No. Dude, you have beef.
I have beef with weather women.
Okay, I do tune away. I don't understand what's going on visually, but we'll talk more about that later with the weather.
Well, I took this video because I found it very interesting.
Show me. And you know I love KTLA, so you're really hitting me in the heart right now.
No, well, you know we'll what? We watch KTLA as well.
Okay, good.
Yeah, okay.
I love local weather.
You tell me what you make out of this.
Oh, again, she's the one.
Fantastic news because we were actually thinking, you know what? We could see some dense moraine layer, which means it's sometimes hard to clear out just because it's just so compacted. And the more compacted it is, the harder it is for the air to kind of blow through it and break it up and mix it out and for, you know, the temperature to basically balance.
Wow, that was such a long pause.
Okay, so we are
I'm confused because there's a part of there like, what is she talking about? Because she was like, okay, so my roommate hates her.
Really?
Not hate. That's a strong word.
That's a strong word.
Hey, I think you have a new friend.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
He's really bothered by her. And we talk about her a lot. Because she's very cheeky and her jokes are not good. I feel like her timing's off with the rest of everybody else. Trust. I know this one. I know who she is. And one day she was saying about something about one of the Lakers players saying, oh, you know what? He's too skinny. He needs to eat way more food like me. And he was like, you're the skinniest person I've ever seen in my life. What are you talking? Why are you giving someone advice how they should eat? So we took that. I don't know why she's on there.
I don't know. I mean,
I remember when she covered the LA Marathon last year. And there was a really odd, awkward moment because I guess she had to go, but there's a way how you transition, right?
She doesn't transition well.
No. And there was someone she was interviewing. It was a father. He was there with his family and he had his little child in the stroller because the child had some type of medical condition.
Oh,
so
God.
It was really like this? Okay, meaningful. Something like that. It was very meaningful, and he was explaining how much this means to them, what they've overcome.
Yeah,
you know what this marathon meant. She's
doing this in the background. Okay, wrap it up.
Yeah, it was just very awkward, and it was so painful to watch.
You all right,
that's a lot of lean back.
Oh, I thought you were gonna fall.
I thought I was falling off the planet. Like there's a good second where I felt like it was over. Like, oh, this is not gonna end well.
Like, that would have been like, awesome. Yeah,
like, oh, we got to cut the commercial. We'll be right back.
That would have been awesome, actually.
Okay. Do you... Oh, sorry. Oh. Go ahead.
No, I have nothing to say.
Do you have time for a little KKK game?
Oh, God. Here we go.
Chameleon karaoke.
You know my shit.
Kazoo karaoke, actually.
You know this was coming.
I knew it.
I love how you get so into it. Oh, yeah, you should have kept going. Come on.
What was that?
Don't stop now. Yeah.
I need one of those. Oh, my friends would hate it.
All right.
Break it out of everything. Like... So you guys want to go hang out?
Someone hide it. Hide it now, please. Here we go. Oh, God.
If you guys don't know how this works, I play songs on a kazoo. And our guest, Casey, has to, or any guest, would have to name that song, artist. Any of those would work. If you name the artist, it's
or
cool.
Or the song. We give you passes.
All right, here we
but
go.
Not for you, mister.
Here it is.
Okay, here we go. I got to do better at this.
Shades on, get in the zone, let's go.
God, I know this too. Oh, God.
Got it?
Okay, so I've been drinking for the last 48 hours.
It's all good.
Okay.
All right, I'll give you one more hint.
I don't like you right now, Patrick.
All right.
Just go ahead, tell me.
Beastie Boys, Sabotage.
I was just singing this song Wednesday.
Were you really?
I posted it on my page Wednesday.
Oh, you did.
Sabotage. I just don't like when you do this to me, Patrick.
Can I get my phone?
All my friends are sitting there going, he's such a poser.
All right, let's do, we'll do a couple more.
Yeah,
right.
Come on.
Yeah, come do on.
Do more.
Come on, come on.
Come on, I gotta get this one.
I butchered that.
I actually have no clue what that was. I'm just gonna keep it 100.
All right, sorry. Aha, Take on Me.
Take on Me.
Famous Take on Me.
Take on Me. I was just singing this last week. What are you
so far,
doing this to me?
Zero out
fun.
Of.
Because it's fun.
What is this? I love this.
You got to get this one.
I got to get it. Come on.
Here we go.
Come on. I don't know, but you did a great job, whatever it was.
You're feeling it? You don't have any idea?
Dude, I'm fucking drunk.
Okay. All right, it is.
This show contains explicit.
Tell me.
Snoop Dogg. Lottie Dottie. Yeah.
Okay, so
like, you know,
if you're
song.
Listening to this, this was all he. I know all these songs, and I know you guys are gonna be like, "Oh, dude, you fucked that up. Fucked it up. I fucked it up."
It's all good. It's okay. All good.
I think you guys just brought me here to do that.
Yes, that was our master plan.
Oh, God, I love this show so much.
Thank you. Well, thank you, Casey, for joining us. Part two. Of the Strange Chameleon Show.
It wasn't long enough, though.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome.
I felt like we barely scratched the surface.
Yeah. We need a part three.
You got to do a part three.
You didn't even ask me anything.
I didn't even ask you.
I like that there was no question set, so I was like, I'm like, okay, so they're going to get into the deep root of Casey. And they did. I am an alcoholic. No, I'm not. I don't go to classes anymore.
You don't go to classes anymore.
You do this to me.
No, it's all good. It's just a fun game.
It's a fun game.
No, but I feel like I'm amused.
You are. Yeah,
you do.
And now all week people are going to be like, I feel like everybody's going
to look forward to number three, because I'm going to try and stump you, but you're too good. You're going to get the answer on that one.
I'm terrified, actually.
Well, thank you all for listening to the Strange Chameleon Show.
Thank you for joining in, having some fun. StrangeChameleonShow.com.
Quick plugs.
Watch The Mentality Show. We're on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, all that.
LA Talk Radio.
LA Talk Radio is the station. But no, this is the show. I want you guys to subscribe.
SoundCloud. SoundCloud, iTunes.
If you listen, subscribe. You got to subscribe to the show, because we need our numbers. Everybody does.
And thank you.
That shows love. It's free. Hit a button.
Free. Yeah. Click on a button.
Golly.
That's it.
Thank you all for listening to The Strange Chameleon Show.
Love it.
Have a strange night. Have strange
And dreams. Remember, don't get your panties wrapped up in your thong. Jam on!
Have Amazing. A strange night. Have strange dreams.
Oh, wow.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.